broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Welcome to the Vistage Executive Summit, live from the Westin in Waltham, just outside of Boston. And I also want to welcome my co-host, Greg Michaels, who is a regional consultant with Vistage. And our next guest, Paresh Shaw, who is president of MindLeaf Technologies. So would you tell us a little bit about what MindLeaf does, Paresh?
Good morning, Soyini. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for inviting me. Before I get started, I mean, it was a rough traffic coming in. So what does MindLeaf do? We do two things. We do medical compliance and medical support services for the hospitals. When you talk about a hospital, think about three vertical bars, the patient being number one bar, the providers, that is the physicians and the lab people, second bar, and then the third bar is the C-level executives.
Could you repeat that, Paresh?
Yeah. We do three. If you go to a hospital, there are three vertical bars. Mm-hmm. The first bar being the patients. The second bar being the providers, that is the physicians, lab, nurses. And then the third vertical bar is the C-level executives. We do work exclusively with the patients and the providers by providing medical compliance services, medical support services, and at the hospital level, we do compliance services so that the hospital is compliant with all the federal regulations. That's what we do.
Very good. And of course, healthcare is very, very hot. You know, there's a lot happening in the healthcare industry. So we always on CEO Exclusive talk about trends and market intelligence that we think is valuable to the middle market CEO. So tell us a little bit about what's happening in your industry and healthcare that you think is of interest to middle market CEOs.
I think this is a very broad question, so I'll try to phrase it in a very narrow way. A lot of changes are happening. You have a lot of federal regulations coming in. You had ICD-10, meaningful use, privacy and security. Hardly a day goes by where there is not a privacy breach. Okay. And plus there are a lot of changes going on from the insurance companies regarding the payment reforms, changes going on from the patients. Now patients want to be much more involved in the decision making. So it is in a state of a lot of changes, and the key part of going forward is to be ahead of the curve. And that's not easier said than done, but changes are part of the life in the healthcare industry. And that's going to come on not now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because the entire paradigm has shifted.
And speaking of being ahead of the curve, what's one specific thing that your company's doing, you're doing, an initiative in progress right now, a directive for your employees that is helping to sort of adjust to that next thing?
I mean, initially when you start the company, all you care about is sales. But once you grow to a certain extent, there are four important things you got to care for. Have a very good operational procedures, organizational charts, financial systems in place, and then the sales system in place. You cannot go after each and every proposals or RFP or business over there. You always got to go where you have an infrastructure and where you can get a good reference from the customer side. Those are the only things we care for, and those what we care for. And if you have those four things in place, it becomes very easy for you to adapt to the changing environment.
Which of those four do you think is the most important?
One of the most important, I would say, is the financial, because banks nowadays care much more about all your financing, your key metrics, and you got to stay ahead, like you're not losing money. If your accounts receivable is more than 60 days, what's going on? And the second most important thing, what I would say, is the operations of your company. Having a process in place, make sure you document each and everything. You get a customer to the moment the customer is satisfied. You have a processes in place to do that.
So I heard discipline in there.
Sure, exactly.
And it must come from the top too, as well as up from the bottom. So tell us about your leadership style. In terms of how it relates to maintaining discipline, so that you can adjust to these changes.
Being an entrepreneur and you starting your own company, the fundamental mistake I made, I was involved in the company. With a capital IN. I was involved in day-to-day decisions. Everything was going through me, and that was the biggest problem. In 2014, I fired myself from the company. So now my job is to look outside the company, that is to working on the company with a capital O-N. Having said that, you elevate your leaders, you send them for the right training. We have to understand one thing, being a small business, we are not going to get Harvard and Ivy League school graduates working for us. So whatever you have to provide them the right training, right leadership qualities, and elevate them. Once you elevate them, you delegate the thing, give them the accountability and responsibility. And you'll be surprised, because now they have a vested power, employees feel empowerment, that they will bring your company to the new heights, while you yourself are just focused on getting new opportunities, business ventures, joint ventures, going to the conferences, talking to lots of other people. That's the way I did it.
And what drives, what do you think, if you had to be specific, what do you think drives and inspires your people and your management team?
What inspires them, that there is a vested interest on their side. They feel like they're getting empowered. They feel like they're being part of the company. We all make mistakes. But in a small company, a person is going to make a mistake. That doesn't mean we're going to fire that employee. We'll just learn like why we made a mistake and what did we learn out of it and how we move forward. When you allow all this creativity, having them think outside the box, and then having an empowerment and having them raise the bar, that helps you a lot as a corporation. Because I always looked at myself being the company, but once I went outside, I'm started looking from a corporate point of view. And when I looked at 2014 and then going forward to 2015 and 16, I'm seeing tremendous amount of good positive results.
How did you develop that I want to use the word humility or perspective. One of our earlier guests said that CEOs do tend to have a little bit of an ego. How did you get the willingness to start to let go of some of the control?
It was not easy. When I fired myself from day-to-day affairs of the company, it was extremely difficult. Like I would walk into my company and there were meetings going on in the conference room and I'm not invited. But you have to let it go, because you have to think about the company now. You can't think about yourself anymore. You have to let it go, because if I would still be part of the company, we would not be where we are today. Being outside, I'm seeing a huge amount of tremendous growth, tremendous opportunities. So I'm seeing a positive result, and having my ego in my drawer, I'm seeing happiness.
Very good.
So paint for us a picture, I guess, in bullet point form, if you could, what kind of impact you're making on the community, on patients, on the healthcare industry.
We play a very good positive impact by, number one, for the hospital and the providers, we are making sure that they remain compliant. Okay, they do not have a fear of not being compliant. We provide them medical support services for the patient. So it becomes easy for patients to connect with the providers, knowing that having a right compliance, like right support services, eventually helps the patients and the providers and ultimately to the hospitals. So all the small things we started doing, everybody says customer is the king. In my case, our employees are the king. If your employees are happy, they go with a smile on the face, it easily turns around into customers. In our case, the patients. Because the kind of customers we have, my employees have, are people coming with a sick child. People having an injuries. And to have a smile on their face, how can we help you? How can we do this? That carries a lot of weight.
And as you think about looking forward, you know, what do you anticipate and what do you want for Mindleaf as you look into the future?
I mean, we have a three, nowadays in medical field, you can't do a 5-year plan. So we do a 3-year plan because of all the changes. We are, and we are aiming towards to be a full-fledged compliance partner for the provider community. That's what we are envisioning. Mm. Okay.
Great. And as you talk about providers, doctors have been really threatened lately.
Yes.
A lot of consolidation in practices. Do you think that the sole provider is going to go away? That doctors will no longer be able to kind of hang a shingle and have their own individual practice?
The trend is towards the group practice because of the economies of scale. I mean, I'll give a very good example. If you are a sole proprietor, like my own physician, for him to implement electronic medical record, to go through all those compliance and everything, it's cost prohibitive for him to do everything. Plus, he doesn't have the resources to go for everything. So you will see a lot of group practices, but the sole proprietorship, because of the economy, will move away towards the group practice and going forward.
Got it. Great. So you're here at the Visage Executive Summit, and I'm wondering if you've taken a look at the day and you have anything that you want to get out of today.
I think I'm a big fan of Visage. Okay, not now, but ever for the last 7-8 years. The key part of Visage is when you have a group of CEOs talking to each other, and we can relate to each other, what are the issues you're having, what are the issues I'm having. Because don't forget, as a CEO, you're a loner. People always tell you what you want to hear. Okay, so in a Visage, you come, you talk to those people, and you hear something, and then you go back and you take one or two bullet points and follow it up.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day to come and do the interview. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, and have a nice day and nice week.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.